This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Conflict in West Asia has intensified as Iran and joint Israeli-US forces launched new waves of missile and drone attacks. Iranian-backed militias targeted US assets across Gulf countries, including the UAE, Kuwait and Bahrain, following the killing of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and other top officials. Israel and the US struck dozens of targets in Tehran, hitting Iranian military and intelligence sites. Speaking at the White House, US President Donald Trump said that their objectives are destroying Iran's missile capabilities and highlighting their navy and ensuring that Iran can never obtain a nuclear weapon.
Our objectives are clear. First, we're destroying Iran's missile capabilities, and you see that happening on an hourly basis, and their capacity to produce brand new ones and pretty good ones they make. Second, we're annihilating their navy. We've knocked out already 10 ships there at the bottom of the sea. Third, we're ensuring that the world's number one sponsor of terror can never obtain a nuclear weapon.
Later in an interview to a private media channel, U.S. President said the big wave is yet to come in conflict with Iran. In a separate interview, Mr. Trump did not rule out sending U.S. troops to Iran if they were necessary. Meanwhile, the Israel Defense Forces today said that the commander of Palestinian Islamic Jihad, Abu Hamza Rami, has been killed in Beirut, the capital city of Lebanon. On the other hand, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, said the recent losses of its supreme leader and other top officials have not shaken Iran, but rather made it stronger, adding the enemy will no longer be safe anywhere in the world. Saudi Arabia has said that the U.S. embassy in capital Riyadh came under attack from two drones, which caused a limited fire and minor damage. Flight operations from Dubai and Abu Dhabi to India resumed last night in a major relief to thousands of Indians stranded in the UAE due to conflict in the West Asian region. Flights to Delhi, Mumbai and Bengaluru took off after days of suspension. Dubai Media Office said that the Dubai airports confirmed a limited resumption of flight operations last evening, with a smaller number of flights permitted to operate from Dubai International and Dubai World Central Al Maktoum International. Civil Aviation Ministry says IndiGo plans to operate 10 special relief flights from Jeddah to India today to facilitate the return of stranded passengers, subject to required approvals and prevailing airspace conditions. In a statement, the ministry said IndiGo is coordinating with the Consulate General of India at Jeddah for passenger facilitation. The ministry said it is closely monitoring the evolving airspace situation in parts of the Middle East and its impact on international flight operations. The Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Hardeep Singh Puri, has said that the government is continuously monitoring the evolving situation in West Asia. In a social media post, Mr. Puri said that all necessary steps will be taken to ensure the availability and affordability of major petroleum products in the country. The minister further informed that he reviewed the supply situation of crude oil, LPG and other petroleum products with senior officials from the ministry and public sector undertakings. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has crossed the significant milestone of 30 million subscribers on YouTube today and continues to be the most followed world leader on the platform. PM Modi joined YouTube in 2007. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has more than seven times the number of subscribers compared to US President Donald Trump. This underlines the scale of PM Modi's digital outreach and engagement worldwide. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reaffirmed the government's commitment to wildlife conservation on the occasion of World Wildlife Day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "World Wildlife Day is an occasion to celebrate the incredible faunal diversity that enriches the planet and sustains ecosystems." All England Badminton Championships will begin today in Birmingham. India will open their campaign today with a 12-member squad across all five disciplines. In men's singles, Lakshya Sen will take on defending champion Shi Yuqi of China in the opening round. And that is the end of this news bulletin.